Hi, and welcome to another Java podcast. In this one, we're going to be looking at code blocks. Now, code blocks are one of those things with programming which is a little bit arcane. Java is especially. Java, C++, and C have the same kind of problems. It's not always immediately obvious where you shove your code. Okay, where you place your code in Java and C++ will determine what it will do. Now, Java will use curly brackets to identify blocks of code, and blocks of code essentially represent sections of what it will do, and depending on where you put your code will depend and will affect the flow of the program. Now, Java must have something known as the class block, which is essentially a public class which is enclosed in curly brackets. So all your code must reside in there. Now, you can actually have more than one class within a class file, or a Java file, should I say. However, you can only have one public class. That's actually not that important at this stage, but I'm just saying it just to show that I kind of know what I'm talking about, you can also have anonymous classes, but we won't go there at all. So the class is essentially the main block, or the main place where you can put in your code. Within the class, you have what's known as methods, and the method blocks, again, are enclosed in the curly brackets. Now, if you want your code to work, or even compile, you must put them inside a method. Now, so far, you most likely have only used the main method. Now, your code should have a method which looks something along the lines of public static void main, string args, little curly square brackets, and then followed by some curlies. So all your code must go inside there. Now, if you've been placing code outside of that, and it's very easy to do, you probably notice that Java suddenly goes, nope, can't do that, error, fail, your crap, and all that sort of stuff. So this is the reason why. Essentially, Java is expecting codes to be placed within it, and if it doesn't see it, it will obviously not work. The only thing it expects to see in the class block of code is methods or attributes. It can also have initialization code, however, that's a little bit out the scope of what we're doing at the moment. So, you must put your code inside the main method or inside some kind of method, and when we go on to methods, hopefully this will make a bit more sense of what I'm talking about. For loops, while loops, if statements and stuff like that also have code blocks, and these again will be enclosed inside a method. The block for, say, an if statement will only be run if the if statement runs to true. The else block will only run if the if statement evaluates to false. The for loop will only run if the condition is true, so it loops, and so on and so forth. So you've got to be very careful where you put your code. So if you want something to loop, for example, let's say I want to say hello 10 times, I'd place that system.out that prints a len hello inside a for loop block, which I then would place inside of a main block, a main method block, which I then would place inside a class block. Okay, so you can see the kind of levels. So you've got this nesting of curly brackets. And here's a real top tip, guys. Okay, if you're struggling with brackets, which you probably will do initially, because most programmers do, make sure you indent your code. I can't stress this enough, that indenting code makes this a hell of a lot easier. I mean, like a million times easier. When you do create a method, make sure you have the start and end curlies. And if you use NetBeans, it does it for you. So just, away you go, type, and it puts it in for you. So make sure that you are very careful where you place code. So if you've got kind of curly brackets out of line with each other, get the indents correct. Okay. Now this might sound like you don't need to, and it's not important. It's just for make it look pretty. Make it look pretty. Honestly, code, it has to be precise, because the program, the compiler, will only ever do what you tell it to do. So if you tell it to do crap, it'll do crap. Not literally, obviously it's not going to have crap in your lap if you've got a laptop, but you get my point. Okay? The last thing I'm going to talk about is the main method. Now, we've had a look at the main method briefly, kind of on and off already, but now I'm going to be a bit more specific. So the main method is the first method Java will call. It must have this method, otherwise Java will do absolutely nothing. So no method, it won't do anything. If you don't put any code inside the main method, Java will do nothing. Okay, the main method is pretty much the starting point of every Java program, and it must contain code, even if it's just to say, okay, run that bit of code over there. The definition of the main method is something you really should remember, because you know, it does help, and also it highlights the importance of it. Okay, the definition is public, static, void, main, string, args. Okay, so public, static, void, main, string, args. So you say it into like a little mantra for self, sort of like public, static, void, main, string, args. You know, turn it into like one of those little rugby silly dances that they do, like public and static and void, main, whatever way you decide to make it more memorable. Okay, I'm sure that's probably amused you slightly. If not, tough, I'm not doing it again. As a summary, Java uses curly brackets to separate blocks of code. A Java file must contain a single public class, which again is closed in curly brackets. A class can contain methods, which are closed in a curly bracket. If for while switch exceptions, everything in Java is separated using curly brackets for the blocks of code. You must be very careful where you place blocks, because it will affect the flow of your program. Java will always call the main method first, and the main method will be public and static and void and main and string and args. Yeah. So, hope you got something from this. I'll see you next time.